This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Welcome back to Byers & Company, and we're really glad you're here. I'm Kevin Brahaney, and you're listening to News Talk 1340 WSOY. Jeff Daly's in the newsroom as well as the master control room, and we're holding down the fort until Brian and Lindsay get back on Monday. So, you know, if I was using my head here, Mr. Daly, I would have asked you to pot up some good Irish music.
You know what? Let me dig something up.
There's nothing wrong with the Eagles. Don't get me wrong. But my one of my favorite people on earth, and she's almost like a family member to me because I see her almost daily. Her name is Bryn Hansen, but I always like to call her Bryn Hawkins because she is formerly a Hawkins until she got married. And she is the daughter of John Hawkins, who owns Doherty's Pub and Pins, right across the street from the radio station. It couldn't be any more handier for me on Monday nights. And you ever get tired of seeing me in there?
I never get tired of seeing you, Kevin. You can come in every day, every meal if you want, as long as you bring Sue.
Yeah, well, she loves it too. The entire family loves it.
Yes.
Even my granddaughter, I don't know if you know, sometimes sneaks behind the bar and starts washing dishes.
That's the kids' favorite activity. My kids do it. Elizabeth does it. We love it. They're like, please, please, can we wash glasses? It's crazy. But, hey, I don't have to do it, so I'm okay with it.
I do believe Elizabeth is aspiring to be a bartender, maybe even to be Bryn.
Well, you know what? I'll teach her right. Bring her in. That's what I told Megan.
You work so hard, Bryn. Your entire group over there, I mean, what, 25 employees?
Yeah, approximately 25. I love them all. They all do such a good job and work so hard for me all the time.
Yeah, I mean, these are not easy hours.
No, not at all.
I mean, you're open every night, except for Sundays, and we go to about 10?
Yeah, 10 or 11, depending on the night. I mean, my managers are there at 8:30 in the morning. I mean, so we work all day.
You work all day, and you caught me drinking coffee. you're used to seeing me drink Stella, but I do drink coffee in the morning. I don't drink Stella this early in the morning.
I thought about stopping by the restaurant and getting you one this morning. You know, it's never too early for a pint.
For folks that have never been to Doherty's, which is unimaginable to me, but you're really missing out. And the reason why I say this is I've had the great opportunity to get to go to Ireland 3 times now. And I, you know, one of the things you just do in Ireland when the day is done, you don't go back to your room and watch TV. You go to the pub. And it's a social place. It's not a place to get drunk. They don't get drunk that much over there. I've only saw one drunk Irishman when he was a kid, and it was on the streets of Dublin. It had nothing to do with a bar. I'm sure he was somewhere. But when I'm in those Doherty-type restaurants in Ireland, people stand around and socialize. And if you're an American over there, they'll include you in the conversation. They love Americans. But if you're not interested in being a part of their conversation, they leave you alone and care less whether you're part of the conversation or not. And they don't judge you. But it's an experience. It's not, you know, in America, you know, especially in bigger cities, you go to bars, you go to clubs. It's to drink, it's to dance, it's to kind of get rowdy, it's to party a little bit. In Ireland, it's the social event. This is what you do when you're done working. You don't go and plop yourself in front of a TV. You can do that at Doherty's. I mean, it is just like going into a pub in Ireland. How did you do that? Did you study that?
No, you know, we tell people, you come in the first time to Doherty's, you're a guest. After that, you're family. We're friendly to everybody. We have so many regulars that, you know, we know people's first names. I actually had someone tell me, like, yesterday, they said, you know, this is like Cheers in here. You guys know everyone. I'm like, well, you know, our customers are family. They come in, you know, it's hugs. How are you? What can I get you to drink? We know all our regulars' orders. And, you know, we really count on those same people. You know, they become friends, family. People.
Yeah, it's funny you should say that. If you know I'm coming, like let's say one of my guests or beat me to the restaurant for lunch, I'll walk in and there's the Diet Pepsi or Diet Coke sitting in front of my spot knowing I'm coming. And if it's dinner and my friends are waiting on me, there's the Stella sitting there. I mean, where do you get service like that?
Well, you know, we really just try to, like I said, make people feel at home. And, you know, if you come in, we know where you like to sit. If we've got people who have specific tables, specific booths. You know, they like to sit at a certain part of the bar. You know, so if we know our regulars are coming in, we definitely try to take care of them for sure.
That bar is amazing. And that was made out of a bowling alley, right?
Yes. When we took the original bowling lanes out, we made our bars in both of our banquet rooms and our regular restaurant out of the bowling lanes. So it's definitely kind of a throwback to what the restaurant was before our family bought it.
Yeah, but who thought of that? I mean, what a great idea.
You know, I'm not real sure. I'm sure everybody would take credit in my whole entire family. So let's just say it was a family decision.
All right, let's take a break here, Brian. When we come back, we'll talk about all the choices of food and drinks. Your beer menu is phenomenal.
We try.
All right. It's not a Stella break. It's a marquee coffee break.
It is not a Stella break, but it is a marquee coffee break. Fresh roasting coffee, locally indicator for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee is the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Hey, if you are in the market to make the most money for your home, Sean Hannity here with some important advice. Now, look, I'm an active investor. I have bought and sold a lot of properties in hot, cold, moderate markets. And one of the lessons I have learned is this. Hire the agent that knows how to create the most demand for your home. Now, if I needed to create demand in this market, no question, there's only one real estate agent I trust if I needed to sell my home. I'm talking about Glenda Williamson. She services Decatur and the surrounding area and attracts hundreds of buyers every week and sells a home on average every 34 hours. Now, because of that, she can guarantee to sell your home at an agreed price and deadline, or guess what? She'll buy it. Our national marketing plan got my attention, and you know what? She'll get your home the attention it needs to sell for the most money guaranteed. Now, if I lived in Decatur or surrounding areas and needed to sell my home, well, I would call Glenda Williamson. So call Glenda, 217-875-8081. That's 217-875-8081, or online at GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. That's GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. Go there and you can start packing.
With the dawning of another new year, it's time when many of us are setting goals that will improve our lives and make us better people. Hi, I'm Ouija Stewart with the Community Foundation of Macon County, and I encourage you to consider this goal for 2018, to be more charitable and support causes in our community. It's easier than you think, and you certainly don't have to be wealthy to do it. At the Community Foundation, we can help you reach your giving goals by setting up a donor advised fund or establishing a scholarship in your name. We can even help you create a legacy gift that will continue to support your favorite charities even after you are gone. If you're unsure about what causes or organizations you want to help, we'll work with you to determine where your giving will make the biggest impact. Call us today at 429-3000 to learn more. At the Community Foundation, we make giving easy.
Before the first snowflake falls, Storm Team 20 is tracking winter weather from across the country to here at home. We have the most advanced technology and the most experienced meteorologist in the area. This winter, trust Storm Team 20, your safest place in a storm.
Toward the weekend, but that also includes some mixed precipitation to deal with. All in your 7-day outlook, about 10 to 15 minutes away.
Wake up with Springfield's favorite weatherman, Joe Crane, tomorrow morning on News Channel 20 Sunrise.
Listen to Merry Man Herbs, It's a Better Life show. Tune in on every Sunday, 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. on News Talk 1340, WSOY. For the latest in holistic, natural, and alternative health information, Mike King will bring you up-to-date, scientifically-based health news and fun, interesting health tips, plus interviews with some of the leading doctors, scientists, and educators in the country. Stay on top of your health and start getting a better life.
Life just got a little better.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Ah, now you got it, Jeffrey. Way to go, sir. Way to go. Welcome back to Byers & Company on News Talk 1340 WSOY. I'm Kevin Brahaney with Jeff Daly, and we're talking Doherty's Pubs & Pins, my favorite Irish bar in all the world. Even now, I think the ones I've been to in Ireland, because they don't treat me like you treat me.
Because they don't know about you. You're new there.
Well, they do about by the time I leave. But when I come back, they are not near as impressed with treating me as handsomely as you do, Bryn.
You been to Brogan's Bar in Ireland?
Probably.
That's where this is from.
Oh, you know, I have been to bars like this where they have this kind of music. It is so cool. And we do that on St. Patrick's Day. You have the bagpipers come in, plus they have their guitars and stuff.
Yeah, we definitely have a few different people who just randomly. It's so funny because last year, or maybe the year before.
I bring my own personal bagpiper, though.
Yes, he does. Who follows him around the restaurant?
It's Harry Potter.
I know. You know I love Terry. She's great. Last year we just had some wandering musicians, Irish musicians, happen in. So I've actually.
Is that right? They just happened
they
in?
They just happened in. They were downtown.
What about this year? Because it's going to be on a Saturday. The parade will be the same day. It's going to be nuts.
Oh, it's going to be wall to wall. People were so excited. It's our favorite holiday of the year. We wait all year for St. Patrick's Day.
You have a clock up that gets to the very tenth of a second.
Yes, it's brought. Guinness gave it to us, and it counts down. We have to reset it after every St. Patrick's Day, and we just count down. And as those numbers tick down, we know it's getting closer to our favorite
holiday. It's almost right next to my favorite table.
Yes, it is. It's one over, I think, yeah.
I look at it every time I come in.
Because it's your favorite holiday, just like it's my favorite holiday.
Jeffrey, you have to make me a promise.
Okay.
You don't have to promise me you're going to join the YMCA, although I want you to. But this you have to promise me.
Okay.
You will join us. For the St. Patrick's Day party.
Cross my heart. I will be there.
Oh, the Guinness will be flowing as long as also the Jameson.
After all, his last name's Daly.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. A good Irish family.
You have to be there.
I will be there. I will be there.
And I'm going to put it out there. My wife is going to kill me. But
uh-oh.
I'm sorry. There's some things I have to do regardless. We started a tradition at your pub. How many years?
About 5 years ago, I would say.
And I remember then I was relatively unknown. I was a patron, but not near as known there as I was then. And I called your dad and I said, hey, John, this is a big deal for us. Can I reserve a table? I'm going to probably have 12 people. And he goes, Kevin, first come, first serve. I can't reserve a table. You're just going to have to get somebody here early. I suggest you get him here about this time, and you'll be okay. And so I did. I sent one of my kids down there to sit at a table for 2 hours. And we did. We had a great little table. Well, as it turned out, the 12, because of people you know, turned into probably 25. And we had a pretty good-sized bar bill, and that seemed to work pretty well. And John says, you know what, Kevin? Next year, knowing what I see happening here, I'm going to give you that back corner if you can bring those 25 people back. How many people do we have now?
Oh, my goodness. There was probably 45, 50 people, if not 80. More. Maybe. I mean, throughout the evening, definitely 80 to 100 people who were stopping by.
Yeah, they came and went.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, your guests were helping me change kegs last year. They were. I had them moving beer, changing kegs. It was great.
Well, the reason why I pay homage to you is you gave the Brahini party, when you don't reserve for anyone else, but the bar bill was pretty hefty last year, that whole back section.
Absolutely.
And it spilled over because of how many people showed up. But it's also because I'm saying on radio, come to Doherty's, and if you come to my back 40 there, you'll be on my tab, the Brahini family tab.
Oh, Sue's going to kill you, Kevin.
I know.
She's going to kill you.
She's probably going to kill me, too. I don't know if I want to be part of that.
That's not just anything you want to drink. The Guinness and the Jameson is flowing almost constantly, and the Stella. Food. Your fried mushrooms. Your fried pickles. Your potatoes. What do you call those potatoes?
The roasted red potatoes.
Those and the
Irish nachos.
Yeah, the Irish
nachos. Yes, that's everyone's favorite.
Yeah, they're everywhere. And we have the Reubens.
Mm-hmm.
The Reubens.
Oh, Reubens. That's my number one top seller. That and corned beef and cabbage for sure. We have that 365 days a year.
Can you believe that, Jeff? Matter of fact, when I was having lunch here with my good friend Mike McLean and his wife, with the three of us, he had corned beef and cabbage on last Friday.
Yeah, it was great. Everyone loved it.
They couldn't believe it.
Oh, yeah.
They were Quincy and said, you can get this any day of the week here? I go, it's this good? I go, it's unbelievable. Yeah. More than you can eat.
Yeah, what kind of Irish pub would not have corned beef and cabbage every day of the year?
Gotta have it.
And
the Irish Reuben is just,
oh yes.
That's like my personal favorite on the menu.
Yeah, I mean, and people are so surprised. They're like, what are your top sellers? I'm like, the Reuben, we're an Irish pub, corned beef, you know?
That's right.
But, you know, Jeff, and I know you can attest to this. not every city is like Chicago and St. Louis on St. Patrick's Day. And I grew up. I tell a story every year. People get tired of hearing it. But my dad pulled me out of school when I was 15 years old, and I had my driver's permit, as long as you had a licensed driver in the car. And I was his designated driver.
You were his DD? Nice.
Yeah, back in the early 70s. Yep. And then from 9 o'clock in the morning till my mom relieved me at about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I drove him from bar to bar to bar. We went to Whalen's. We went to O'Brien's. We went to O'Donnell's. It was fun. I never played so much pinball in all my life. And they all they just sit around and or stand around and drink and sing Irish songs. So you've allowed us to do that here in Decatur.
Absolutely. And it's so fun. I wait all year. I'm like, oh, it's almost March. Yes. Once we get past Christmas, I know that it's almost time for St. Patrick's Day. So
we actually throw two parties.
Yes.
The one on Monday is worth coming to, too, Jeff. It's a little bit more subdued in classier because it's for Rodney Davis.
Yes.
And we call it the Rodney O. Davis fundraiser. And it's telling you one of your back rooms, which are phenomenal. St. Patrick's Day is not in a back room. We're out amongst the people. But this one is in the back room, and it is a fundraiser, but we have all the same food, all the same drinks, and we try to raise some money for Rodney.
Yeah, it's a great event. We love the Rodney O. Davis fundraiser. This is now year three or four. I'm not sure. I can't remember.
It's the Monday before St. Patrick's Day, whatever date that is.
I think it's the 10th this year, 10th or 11th this year. I'd have to check my calendar. But
starts at 5 and goes until about 8. And but you got to bring some money in there, about $100 or something like that to get in.
Yeah, and it's so much fun. Everyone always has such a great time. You know, we always have a cold Stella, you know, or Guinness. And it's always so much fun to see everyone.
Helen doesn't let me have as much fun with Rodney as I would like to. I did that one year, and I got in trouble not only from Helen but from my wife. And Rodney's under more restricted behavior than I would like. But he still imbibes with us a little bit.
He always has a Guinness. I'm sorry to say that, but we do. We
yeah,
always
it was the Jameson I got in trouble with.
Yes, the Guinness is fine. The Guinness is fine. But, you know, you always have a Stella. He always has a Guinness. He visits. You know, it's great.
That is great. And you get to hear what he has to say. You get to meet other politicians. And you get a face-to-face with him.
Yes, and the food is lovely, of course. We always do. We make handmade cabbage rolls at the fundraiser. We get sugar cookies in from Houston, Texas.
How about those ice cream cups?
Oh, the ice cream cups I always order for Kevin, individual ice creams. Yeah, it's great. We have tons of good food. We have the pickles. We have Reuben's.
Shepherd's pie.
Oh, shepherd's pie. Yes, we do tons of good Irish-themed food for the fundraiser, and it's so much fun every year. I think I've worked it every year for you because I love to see everyone. So now it's like everyone's friends, so I'm waving and talking to everyone instead of doing my job. Probably.
There's well over 100 people that show up for that.
Oh, every year. I mean, we actually had to open up two rooms last year, correct, I think?
I think so. Yeah. They join each other. It's perfect. You know, the back rooms there, if you want to have a party, well, let's take a break and we'll talk about how you can have a party at Darty's.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just like me.
Yeah.
All right, Jeffrey, let's the weather. Tell everybody about the weather.
Everybody's going to like the forecast for today and the weekend. Sunny skies, 34 this afternoon. Clear skies, 21 tonight. Sunny and 42 tomorrow, and Saturday partly sunny skies with a high of 45. Holding at 16 currently in downtown Decatur, and your WSOI time is 6:53.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-280-8787. That's 800-280-8787. 800-280-8787 or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A few years ago, when it came to my son, my biggest worry was that he'd get hurt playing soccer. Then they found the tumor in his brain. He was 5. Our doctor recommended proton therapy, so we went to Northwestern Medicine Chicago Proton Center. At the time, I had no idea what proton therapy was, or just how lucky we were to have this treatment nearby.
Proton therapy is a precise form of radiation treatment that targets the tumor. For many pediatric brain cancer patients, it can minimize the damage to surrounding healthy tissue and organs and potentially limit the side effects of treatment on a child's growth and development.
It's crazy to think how close I was to losing my son. And now I'm back to worrying about him getting hurt on the soccer field. What? A mom's got to worry about something.
Northwestern Medicine Chicago Proton Center is proud to be the only proton therapy treatment center of its kind in Illinois. Better precision, better recovery, better treatments. Go to chicagoprotoncenter.com for more information.
Just Flooring is just the place for your outdoor, home, or business flooring needs. Hardwood, ceramic, carpet, or laminate, they have it all and offer financing and furniture movers to make the project just right for your budget and your timeline. Locally owned with over 38 years of experience, they are your Decatur area floor covering specialists. Plus, they were voted the number one flooring company in 2016 by Herald and Review's Reader's Choice. Stop by their showroom at 2904 North Oakland Avenue or see their selection online at justflooring.net.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I'm sorry for all you other nationalities out there that you have to indulge me with doing a half-hour segment on Irish stuff, but it's just, when St. Patrick's Day, it's just so much fun. What a great, you know, there are a lot of holidays out there, but right, have one in the middle of the year in March when nothing's really going on. St. Patrick's Day is perfect, isn't it, Jeff?
It's fantastic. One of my favorite holidays of the year.
Did you celebrate in St. Louis when you lived down there?
Yeah, not as heavily. I didn't get to chauffeur my dad around or anything like that. But, but yeah, we always had a great time on St. Patrick's Day.
Did you ever go to
Day.
The parade? I mean, they had a great St. Patrick's
Day
parade.
I did it once.
My godfather was the Grand Marshal. He rode a horse.
Nice.
He never rode a horse in his life. But when it came St. Patrick's Day, he put on that stupid cap, you know, Derby, that green derby, dressed like a leprechaun and rode a horse at the head of the parade.
That's awesome.
On the streets of downtown St. Louis.
That's commitment right there.
That's nuts. Commitment. That's a few beers. He told me I should always believe heavily in the Holy Spirit, and I passed that on to all my kids. And once I had my young son visiting him in the nursing home, I said, Jack, tell Michael why he needs to believe heavily in the Holy Spirit. He goes, Michael, one day I came out of Maggie O'Brien's, and I got my car, and I don't know how I ever got home, but I woke up the next day, and I was sitting in front of my apartment, and all I know is I prayed to the Holy Spirit to get me home, and he did. I go, that's not the story I was looking for, you know. But whatever. Jack Leonard, God rest his soul.
That's funny.
Yeah. I'll hear about that one. All right, so much to talk about and so little time, Bryn. But you do have two really great party rooms, banquet rooms, and they're busy all the time. So if someone wants to have a banquet or a party, they can do it.
Absolutely. I've got two full-service banquet rooms. Each of the rooms can accommodate up to 120 sitting. So we can actually, and there's doors connecting in between.
And we're talking about Doherty's.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, talking about Doherty's. So if you'd like to book a party and an event with me, please give me a call at 217-428-5612. And I can shoot you an email with all our party information. It's a great time. Full-service bar back there. You know, all that good stuff.
And it is Doherty's. It's not Doherty's.
Right. It is Doherty's,
and there's
yes.
a beautiful tribute to your grandmother in the end of the corner end of the bar, and it's named after her maiden name.
Yes, best lady I ever knew. Love my grandma. So
what a sweet way for you, your uncles, your grandpa Elmer Hawkins.
Oh, love grandpa too.
Yeah, to honor your grandmother.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I'd show my kids her picture all the time. And I'm like, this is, you know, because she passed away before my children were born. And I said, you know, this is your grandma. We could not think of any better legacy to have for her than to work together as a family in a family-owned business. And, you know, basically show her that, you know, we'll continue on.
Hey, if you ever want to partner when I retire, what do you say we do Doherty's and Brahinis?
Okay, hey, you know what? Your family already, so might as well.
Yeah, I'm not so sure I'm going to saw that one at home very well, but we'll see.
Sue loves me. You never know.
She does love you. Everybody loves you. I mean, come in and see Bryn. Hey, let her know that you heard her on the radio this morning, just so. And we're going to give away a gift certificate, Jeff. 875-1340, 875-1340. for a $25 gift certificate to Doherty's. Thank you, Bryn.
Thank you so much for having me, Kevin.
And folks, we got a great show still coming, so stick around. Right after the news, we'll be back with a lot more.